Yeah, it was a great game. I'll tell you, I was really excited. Jim was there, so he can tell you. I mean, it looked like it was going to end up being a 70-69 game. So it was, you know, a great fun for everybody who was there, except for probably the two head coaches. So
yeah, it was good. It was good to see you too.
Now, Jim was wondering why you went for two. So why don't you tell him why?
Yeah, yeah. So you're up on that fifth score. You go for two. What was that?
Well, you know, it's one of those ones that, you know. Of course, if you get it, it looks good. If you don't get it, you don't get it. You know, I'm sitting there saying, you know, sometimes if you chase points, you know, you can put yourself in a bad situation or whatever. And I knew that, you know, with the two scores, you know, we still kick a field goal, although my long snapper hurt his hand, which made things a little bit tougher. But, you know, I just kind of felt like, you know, probably we try to run the ball. We had a lot of success early, and you know, it's just one of those calls that, you know, sometimes, you know, of course, if I get it, I'm a great coach. If I don't get it, it doesn't look very good. So. But it was an exciting game.
Well, you get the win, and that's what's important, and especially in region play against a team, you know, that preseason a lot of people, including myself, thought they may be the team, you know, to beat in that region. So good win tonight. I'm gonna tell you, I was impressed with Quincy Hill. I think he's playing very good football. Runs the option really well.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for him is that, you know, he played on varsity last year behind Ryan Lee. He got in, you know, a lot. There were some games where we got up. But, you know, it's a different thing when you take over. And the triple option, you know, Jim, as well as anybody, it just takes time. You know, the game is so fast for a quarterback the first few games and to make decisions. And now the game's slowing down. He's understanding what to do. And, you know, we practiced that defense all week, and we're able to see the JV team from Lexington run that. And I told Quincy this is going to be a big game for him. I knew they were going to try to take away our A-backs, which is what they did. And he created some, you know, some great plays. I think he rushed for 258 yards. So real proud of him. He's a great kid, comes from a good family, works extremely hard. But, you know, I think the biggest thing, Jim, and you can see it, is we were probably outmanned on our lines, both offense and defensive line, by 50 or 60 pounds to Lexington. But we really do a good job, our assistant coaches on the offensive line and defensive line, of playing low and playing hard. And that, you know, that there were some big holes for him to run. So you got to give that offensive line a lot of, you know.
I'll tell you who I was impressed with, Robin, and I don't know the young man's name, but the kid that you had playing Mike tonight.
Channing Tindall, number 41.
Number 41, yeah. He was impressive.
Yeah, he's a junior. He's a great athlete, runs the ball really well. You know, he's got a lot of schools looking at him. You know, he's going to be, you know, he's one of those kids that's big and runs. You know, he's still got a long way to grow as far as, you know, getting bigger and stronger in the weight room, but he's got a great work ethic. And he's got great. I think the biggest thing, Jim, he's got a phenomenal group of linebackers around him. You know, London Thompson, who's a senior, 27, Paul Stokes, number 7, then DePrince Haynes, number 40. I mean, we probably got as good a linebacker core, I would say, across the board of anybody. And those guys really funnel a lot of stuff to Channing. And Channing's just, he's just, you know, lightning coming out of there to middle linebacker. You know, he's one of those guys you want that can run sideline to sideline and make plays. So he played really well.
They play, you know, they can play more aggressive because you got 3 and 11 back behind them who do a great job in the secondary.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good. So you look at this team and you're, golly, you're a few turnovers away from being 5-0 instead of 4-1. And looking down the road, you got White Knoll next week. So what do you know right now about White Knoll? I know you want to take a little bit of time to enjoy this win, but we are in region play now. So what can you tell me?
Well, defensively, they're solid. You know, they have a lot of guys return on defense. I've been kind of keeping up with their scores. Saw a little bit of film of them early on. No, they're very good up front. You know, obviously they lost Tyler, I believe his name was Grubbs, the quarterback last year. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
Who was just a
gamer.
I mean, he Taylor Grubbs, and I know he's a phenomenal quarterback. You know, it's going to be hard to replace him. You know, they got a great offensive coordinator. He does a good job of, you know, mixing things up, and they're going to be physical, and we're going to have to go to their place. And it's always tough to play White Knoll. And, you know, we're, you know, like you said, it's, you know, we went to Sumter last week. You know, if you told me you go to Sumter, you know, get 460 yards of total offense and you don't punt, and you tell me we don't win, I'd say you're crazy. But, you know, 7 turnovers that we lost were the difference in that game. You know, we're going in to win it, you know, 22-22, and we fumble on, you know, the 14-yard line on first down. So, Yeah, that was a big message to our kids. Just hang on the ball. I mean, you know, statistics, you guys know as well as anybody, the team that usually has the smaller turnover margin usually wins, and that was the case. But, you know, we're real excited. You know, it's Lexington was in the state championship. Jim, you know, I mean, that offensive line is humongous. You know, number five is a great running back for them defensively. They're big up front, and we're going to enjoy this win. But, you know, obviously big game next week against Dean Howell and the White Knoll Timberwolves.